Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Carissa Backer, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Thanks so much to AsleepVA 2022, who has found that these meditations have helped their chronic pain and overthinking at night. I'm so glad you're feeling some relief and soothing. This one's for you. So, if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave, and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know via the reviews on Apple Podcasts. We read them every day. And your ratings and reviews help us reach even more people who need a little help with their sleep right now. A few weekends ago, I went to my mom's farm. From the front porch, there is a view of the fields and barns, pear and pecan trees, cows grazing, and wheat stalks blowing in the breeze. Though the farm is often bustling with people, on this early Sunday morning, everyone was either sleeping or out. I sat for the first time in a long time on this porch by myself, drinking my coffee, listening to the sounds of the wind blowing, cows mooing, and the creak of the old windmill. One of my favorite things about this view is how wide open and spacious it is. When I was living in LA and used to come visit, the space felt particularly noteworthy. At the time, I lived in a small apartment in a city crammed with people, and I very rarely saw the sunrise or sunset, as it was always obscured by buildings. The ability to see so far and breathe such sweet-smelling, fresh air was like a balm to my soul. Even though my home and city are both more spacious now, I still feel a deep quiet when I go to the farm, sit on that porch, and soak up the view of the wide open space. Perhaps because quiet mornings enjoying my coffee are a rarity these days, shout out to my fellow parents of young kiddos, I savored this moment. I didn't look at my phone or try to distract myself in any way. I realized that my day-to-day could use more of this, so I've been trying to make a conscious intention to savor more. To savor something means to enjoy it completely, and usually applies to food. It's so glorious to savor a really incredible meal, or a cup of coffee, or a piece of chocolate. But I've also been looking for other moments to sink into with gratitude and awareness. Savoring a sweet hug from my toddler, savoring the huge full moon from my backyard, savoring a 5-minute meditation where I let everything else go for a few minutes. This is such a lovely practice for sleep, too. The other night, there was a storm outside, and I was having trouble going back to sleep. So I tried to savor the feel of the cozy bed I was in, the feel of the sheets on my body, the softness of the pillow under my head, the temperature of the room, the sweet smell of flowers on my bedside table, the gentle hum of the white noise machine in my room, the fact that I was warm and dry and safe, and I even tried to savor the rolling of the thunder outside. Focusing on these things instead of how much I needed and wanted to get back to sleep helped to quiet my anxiety and chattering mind. Tonight, we're going to meditate together, embracing the sweetness of sleep and savoring this moment of quiet. This is Savoring Sleep by Billy Gill. Do you take the time to enjoy the scent of fresh flowers when you see them? When is the last time you listened with close attention to exquisitely beautiful music? Do you remember the eye color of your first love? The senses are our way into beauty, but we can blunt our senses and look without seeing, hear without listening, touch without feeling, eat or drink without tasting, and smell the fragrant air without appreciating. In other words, we can easily fall into a pattern of unawareness and miss that aesthetic experience that is at the heart of life. The ability to refine your senses and, little by little, increase your capacity for appreciation is a worthy pursuit in any life, and the sensitivity that comes from that pursuit gives you the ability to be present and mindful. Tonight's sleep meditation will guide you through a practice of mindfulness by exploring and savoring the five senses and helping you to journey inward toward the source of your senses. There is always a three-part mechanism involved in the process of perceiving. First, you have the stimulus. This could be a sound or sight, flavor or fragrance, or some tactile sensation. Whatever the stimulus, it lies outside of your body, but you interact with it through the senses. A sound, for example, like the striking of a bell, must first be produced outside of you, and only then can the mechanical aspect of the ear process the sound, which is the second part of the three aspects of perceiving. The third part is the conscious witness, to whom the stimulus occurs by way of the hearing apparatus, i.e., the inner workings of the ear. When these three components come together, we experience the world. The mind works in a similar way. In order for a thought to occur, there must first be a stimulus. Something stirs inside of us, and the thought appears, the mechanism of thinking. Finally, the thought occurs to our conscious awareness. All of this may happen in a split second, but the three parts of perception still apply. Make yourself comfortable by adjusting your sheets, clothing, pillows, blankets, and physical position. As you make your way to this comfortable position, take a moment to feel the bed supporting you. Try to suspend your judgments for a while about whether or not a sensation is good or bad or anything in between. Just let yourself discover the three parts of perceiving the bed. The bed itself is the first part. Your sense of touch and pressure is the second part. The conscious presence who feels the bed, who is able to witness the experience of the bed, is the third part. Actually, these three are never truly separate, but rather, we are thinking about them as discrete parts in order to cultivate an appreciation for the process of perception. In order to savor an experience, time must somehow be stretched. When we make space to discern these three parts of perception, stimulus, mechanism, consciousness, we do exactly that. We slow down, and instead of simply gobbling up the world through our senses, we savor the gift of the senses. The eye, the ear, the mouth, the nose, the skin. These sense organs are the intermediaries between sensation and the experience of beauty, comfort, pleasure, rest. Exhale completely, without strain. Allow the next inhale to replace itself, and feel the air filling your lungs with fresh oxygen, savoring the essence of the breath. Just as you might slow down and appreciate the subtle nuances of the aroma of a really fine glass of wine, see if you can discern the distinct qualities of your breath. Exhale when you are ready, and simply follow the breath down, 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 all the way to its completion. Can you feel the body making its last attempts to expel the breath? It should feel very comfortable and easy. Never strain, but just let the exhale last a bit longer and pay very close attention. Continue to breathe normally, but gradually extend the ends of the breath again, never straining. There is a special quality to a complete exhale, and also the temporary stillness before the inhale. Your lungs will never be totally empty of air. there will always be some residual volume of air in the lungs. However, as you press a bit longer to push air out of your body, your mind becomes very calm, especially if you are able to take on the attitude of a witness. Your next inhale will be much more satisfying when you have released any breath that is just sitting in the lungs, already sapped of its life-giving oxygen. When the inhale arrives, ride the waves of sensation through the beginning, middle, and end of the inhale. This process can become extremely pleasant when practiced with the right state of mind. Recognize the three parts: the air itself, which moves with the breath, the mechanism of breathing, and the conscious presence at the center of the whole experience. And take a few more complete cycles of breath, appreciating every phase of the breath as though you were savoring the flavor of a beautiful glass of wine or some delicacy. Take delight in the breath and savor the sensuality of it. Notice how you are charmed by the soft support of your bed. Now, visualize a wide open meadow. You see the blue horizon and a field of yellow flowers stretching out before you. Even though this vision is with your inner sight, when you see the world and really see the forms and appreciate how the subtle changes of light reveal new dimensions of those forms, you are savoring the essence of sight. As you gaze out across the meadow, where is the sun in the sky? What is the quality of the light? Sometimes there are clouds that pass in front of the sun and diffuse the light in a special way. Perhaps the clouds are gathering and the light takes on a dramatic and romantic tone. The warm wind becomes slightly cooler, and raindrops begin to pitter-patter on the ground. The smell of a summer storm rises up from from the warm earth, and you feel the water on your skin. Let yourself feel the rain. Let the rain kiss you and trickle down your cheeks. Let your tongue taste a raindrop or two. A symphony of sensation that accompanies the summer rain plays on your senses. Look, listen, smell, hear, touch the rain and the earth and the sky. The senses can open you up to this inner appreciation, but there must be a simultaneous release. If we become attached to the pleasure that the senses can offer, the pleasure actually begins to diminish. The art of savoring has as much to do with letting go of the experience as it does with engagement. The moment when the wine has been swallowed and the residue of the flavor plays on your palate is sometimes known as finish. If you are too eager for another sip, you will miss the pleasure of this residual flavor. So too, when we are experiencing the pleasure of any moment, our capacity to appreciate it grows with our ability to let it go. We will now practice a technique for realizing the pleasure of thoughtlessness. Many people think compulsively and may not be familiar with how pleasant it can be to let the mind take rest in no thought. Choose a thought. Keep this thought very positive and constructive, because when you have chosen this thought deliberately, you will begin to brood on this thought. Take your time. But when you have chosen this positive and constructive thought, pour your mental energy into this thought and concentrate your mind only on this thought. Choose one now. Attention toward this positive and constructive thought. If your attention were a light, your mind would be shining only on this thought. Go on, shine your mental light on this one thought. Suddenly and quickly, strike out the thought. Notice a little span of time when there is no thought. Only silence. Soon, you may or may not begin to notice another thought arising. As soon as it does, allow this thought, which arose spontaneously of its own accord, to become the new object of your focused attention. Shining the light of your attention on this one thought. Only one thought. Pour your mental energy toward this one spontaneous thought. First, there is the thought itself, which arose spontaneously. Second, there is the mechanism of the thought, the electrical and chemical impulses of your brain that accompany the thought. Finally, there is the consciousness who is able to witness the thought. Continue brooding on this spontaneous thought, pouring your mental energy and attention toward this spontaneous thought. Go on. Go on. suddenly and quickly strike out the thought and remain in a moment of no thought, of inner silence. Remain in that state of no thought. As soon as a thought arises in your mind, suddenly and quickly, strike out the thought. If you notice an image arising in your mind, as soon as the form appears, let it dissolve like watercolors until you are in a state of silent stillness. If another thought comes, as soon as it comes, strike it out. Of calm, quiet stillness, sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell can play upon the canvas of your consciousness. Each fascinating experience becomes a window to deep, serene presence. Just as you increase your capacity to appreciate and enjoy the world of the senses, the soft touch of a loved one, the intricate harmonies of jazz or classical music, the bass notes moving in rhythmic motion with the melody, the smell of fresh roses, the salty ocean, the mountain at sunrise, the wet dew on the grass, the light through a stained glass window, a juicy piece of ripe fruit, what is arising here and now, and what is passing away. The conscious presence at the center is the essence of every experience and the sweetest of all. As you rest easily at the center, let waves of thought, emotion, or sensation come and go. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.